Impact, showcasing our Southern Arizona nonprofit superheroes that impact our community.
Hello, this is Barbara McClure with Impact of Southern Arizona, and I'm here today hosting a talk radio show at the Impact of Southern Arizona Thanksgiving Dinner Kit Giveaway. And this is Southern Arizona Nonprofits, the superheroes impacting our community. So today we definitely are impacting a lot of lives with our distribution of food, and our clients don't know it yet, but we're giving away 10 Christmas trees today. So that'll be a fun surprise for everyone.
That will be.
So what we'd like to do is tell you a little bit more about our organization and what is going on here today. But I'd like to introduce you also to the guests that we have with us today. We have Bob Kelsa with the Catalina Mountain Elks, Lodge 2815. And he is here to talk.
Barb.
Hi. Thanks, Bob. And Bob and his group were in this morning packing all these bags. We have 300 bags full of what kinds of things, Bob? Do you remember what's in them all?
Well, I remember counting cans, for sure. Six cans and gravy and, stuffing. And I can't remember everything else.
Well, there is a lot.
It was really interesting with 24 people in here.
Oh, and it's amazing. The Elks came in and they got them all packed in about 35 minutes, 300 bags with, literally tons of food. So thank you for coming in this morning. We also have with us Barbara Barr, who's the president of the Saddlebrook Rotary Club.
Good morning.
Good morning, Barbara. Thank you for coming today.
My pleasure.
And I know Barbara's group is coming in this afternoon at 12:30, and they will be here until 3 o'clock. And they are helping with the distribution of all the bags and all of the perishable items. So they will be checking people in, passing out bags of food, and then the people will go down the line and they'll get a frozen pie, a frozen turkey, rolls, and a 5-pound bag of potatoes. So everyone will be having a wonderful Thanksgiving this year. Thanks to all of you and your partnership with us. Thank you. And then we also have with us Michelle Santarelli, who is the Impact Program Director, and she manages all the programs and the operations at our amazing organization. Welcome.
Yes.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And I know because we're talking about partnerships today, and really the point of this show is to connect other nonprofits to each other and out into the community, because there are so many people behind the scenes that are making a difference in our lives. We meet lots of nonprofits who are really the superheroes. They save the day, and they're the ones that come when you need help. So, Michelle, I know with regard to today, I think one of the things that you often say, I love your comment about Impact having how many staff members and how many volunteers. So maybe you can share that with the audience, because this is definitely an example of a project that could not be done.
Absolutely. So we utilize the Rotary Club and also the Catalina Mountain Elks Club to put this together for us. And like you mentioned earlier, so we've got a frozen turkey, we've got a 5-pound bag of fresh potatoes, veggies, yams, gravy, cranberry, and also a fresh pie. So we utilize probably 20 out of each of the groups that I mentioned to help us put together, but also to help us distribute to the families. Actually, our programs take about 170 volunteers a week just to keep our programs open. I always love to say during orientation that with the 10 employees we have, if the employees didn't show up for work one day, we would be able to put on our programs because of all the volunteers we have. If the volunteers did not show up, we would not be able to open programs.
That's true. I think it's really a testament to how much it takes. And I know all of our organizations really rely on volunteers. So I wanted to start maybe with the Elks Club, since you were the first ones up this morning and out here early. Although I have to say my husband and my son is down from Seattle, and they might have beat everybody. They were probably the first up this morning.
I bet they did.
And it's a lot of food to shuttle around, so they've brought it all in by truck this morning. But I know, Bob, you are here with the Elks, and so maybe you can tell me a little bit about the Elks organization and what drew you to the Elks in particular.
Good question. I've been with the Elks 9 years since we moved here from Minnesota, and I was impressed with what they do as an organization, all the different programs, especially things for the children. When I left Minnesota, I thought for sure I was going to volunteer at the hospital. That I haven't really done anything like that other because I worked in HR, so 10, 12-hour days, I didn't do anything. But when I got here and they showed me everything that they do, I really liked the veterans. I'm an ex-Marine reservist. I never got to see action. So I wanted to do something to give back to the veterans, and I've been the co-chair for the last 6 years with another person, and we have a wonderful situation going on. We're actually expanding from about two or three things that we're doing about seven now for various parts of the veterans organization. I was really impressed because I had a call at home. Some woman in Saddlebrook called me and said, "Hey, you guys help veterans." And I said, "Yeah." Anyway, she was not an Elk. She has seen our website. She called me up and said, "I have an Elk that a veteran that I know that was burned out of his apartment, and they have nothing. Is there any way the Elks can help?" So I quickly got together with a bunch of people, and we got some gift cards out for them so they could buy food and clothing, and it was wonderful. It was just we do a great job helping our community.
That is exciting, and you'll have to partner with us on some of those also, because mm-hmm. we have some resources in the community who will give cash assistance to people who have fires and are displaced from their homes.
Yes.
So you'll have to remember that IMPACT, as a resource and referral organization, has all kinds of resources, and Michelle's got a gigantic book of them, right?
Yes.
Michelle?
Two books now.
I'm sure that's
all
true.
All right.
So if any of you organizations really need some help, or you have a situation like that, you're welcome to call us and we can pitch in and help you out. It's interesting, you'd find that last show I did really intriguing. We did it theme around veterans because it was mm-hmm. Veterans Weekend, and there were some amazing veterans organizations who came around this table and talked about what they do in the community mm. and good partners for the Elks as well,
they
I think.
Are. We have a couple of them that we talk to.
Sure. So we'll have to check that out one time. So you're particularly involved with the veterans programming, and I loved your statistic about the amount of money and financial support and materials that you've given to veterans. Do you know that number?
I do. We just finally were able to get some numbers out of our national organization. And we have given $1,700,000 and some thousand dollars to our community since October 14th of 2000.
Amazing.
When we were chartered. So, I mean, I'm very proud of what we've been able to do. And we're going to get better because our lodge is getting better, bigger. We have more programs that we're doing. We have more volunteers that are coming forward and helping us. So that number is going to grow substantially.
Oh, I'm sure. And Michelle, I think you could probably share with the audience another way that you partner with the same Elks organization for the food bank.
There's many ways that we partner with the Elks Club. They're actually sponsoring children for us this year. I know they have close to 20 children that they're going to be sponsoring for the holidays in our Adopt-A-Child program. They also, when they receive certain grants, they donate the grant money through purchasing food items that we need for our food bank. So there's been lots of specific food items that we've been able to acquire through them.
I know we've had a really fun breakfast giveaway thanks to the Elks Club. So clients always love to get that bonus bag with, I think it has pancake mix and syrup and things that people who are struggling don't really splurge on. Mm-hmm. So that's particularly exciting. How about you, Barbara? I know with the Rotary, you also partner with us in some literacy projects in the past, and you do a lot of things in our food bank as well.
Oh, yes, and it's always such a joy to spend time doing things with IMPACT because you know that you're really impacting people, and it makes such a difference. Yes, for years we worked with IMPACT during the holidays when you had the special book program for the kids and so forth. And then we have an ongoing book program that we do in three schools in the Copper Corridor in this area where over 1,200 kids get three books a year from our club, and we get to go in and deliver them and see the kids. It's such a joy because for these kids, there's never money left over for books. So books are something that they don't get to have in their family. And when they come into the room and see all the books we have that we're giving away, it's like they just saw Santa Claus. And the looks on their faces is just absolutely amazing. So it's just a lot of joy. And, of course, we work monthly with you all, working with packing the bags for the food bank. And we just always have so much fun doing that. We have so many people show up to help because everybody just really enjoys. Yes. We hardly can fit in the room because we have so many workers. Right. But, boy, do we have a good time with that.
And I think it'll be similar here this afternoon because
very
we have a lot
so.
Of Rotarians who are coming in. And just as Bob said, you know, 24 Elks in this morning running around with carts and cans of vegetables and cranberry. It was really a great sight to see and everybody bumping elbows and having a good time. Yeah. And I think the Rotarians are coming in this afternoon at 12:30 to do some setup before our distribution. And then they'll be here all afternoon passing out food bags, which is really special. Thank you. And I love your comment about books. We, thanks to you, we did reach out to Camillo, and so we are actually having one of the Rotarians come on December 10th to Impact, and children will be able to come in and have their picture taken with Santa.
Oh,
and we still have some of those books left over because the Rotary funded seasonal books for us for many years, and so at the end of the season, you know, we'd buy 100 books and we'd give them out to 82 families or however many showed up, so we have a pile of books from 1 year and a pile of seasonal books from the next year and the next year, just a few here and there. And so we're going to be giving those out on the 10th, and we'll buy some additional books to fill in so for everyone who comes in. So that'll be fun.
The kids love it. I know we had one of the parents tell one of our members one time that his daughter slept with her book. You know, it just you just don't realize how much something like that means to these kids.
You know, I think you're right. A lot of our children don't have books, and even my husband is a school board president, and he was surprised to find that in a rural community, the kids coming to kindergarten, over 70% had never had a book read to them.
Right.
Which I thought when I first heard that statistic that maybe that was a misprint, but it really was true. And they did put in preschool, and they've really changed that. But there are a lot of people out there that have no books, and I think you're right, we take it for granted.
That's right.
Well, and I know, Michelle, maybe you can address one of our literacy programs that we do through the clothing bank.
Yes, at our clothing bank, our families can shop once a week, and all the children in the household can pick a book. So we keep a special library section so the parents can actually shop and the children can sit and read a book, but they also get to check out a book once a week when they come in. So we have a large supply of books, but we're always looking for donations, too.
Because they keep the books. So it's
yes.
not like a library where they have to bring them back. So
yeah.
every child, ideally, would get 12 books a year from Impact. So any extra books that people have out in the community and you'd like to donate children's books gently used to Impact, we'll put them to great use and get them out into the hands of children.
And one of the things our club does, in the past, when we had speakers come to visit, we gave them a certificate and a pen and, you know, things like this. But now we give them a children's book to sign, and then those books go to the book room. So with each speaker that we have, they sign a book, and those donations go to the same place you're talking about.
Isn't that great? Thank you so much for doing that.
Yes, thank you.
It is very fun. Well, Barbara, I know you've been active with the Rotary for a long time. So what is it that's unique about the Rotary Club of Saddlebrook?
Well, we were actually the very first Rotary Club in all of Rotary International that was comprised of retired people.
Oh, fun.
They had never had that before. It always had been working business people. And so when we got our charter, they had to make a special exception for us just to get a charter for us because we were all retired business people. Now, that was back in 1997 when we were chartered. But since then, we've added an awful lot of people, not only from outside of Saddlebrook, but as well from businesses. So we do have a lot of business people who are in our club, and from Oro Valley and Oracle and Catalina and the surrounding areas. So we've changed quite a bit, but initially we're the very first retired club in all of Rotary International. And they've added more since then.
That is amazing because Rotary is so large. And like you say, it is international. I think people forget, or they just think of the Rotary Club in their own community. But yeah, it is a large group. So that's a neat thing.
Well, I heard a statistic just recently at a conference that Rotary is in more countries than the Red Cross.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That's a fun surprise,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. It's amazing.
And doing equally good work, I know. So yes. I think, you know, people also don't think of Rotary. I was surprised to find that the Rotary is on a mission to cure polio around the globe and really has almost accomplished it. It's just down to very few cases left. Wow. And so an organization like that that's been around, I think, almost 100 years or a little over 100 years maybe.
Since 1905. Yeah, 1905.
Sure.
Exactly. Yeah.
So for over 100 years, they've actually been eliminating polio around the globe. So it really is more than just the business owners and the retirees in the community, but on the broad
right.
level, they're making a giant, giant difference. And it'll be interesting to see where Rotary goes after polio's been eliminated.
That's right. And are you aware of the fact that the largest fundraiser for all of Rotary International throughout the world is right here in Tucson, Arizona?
I'm glad you bring that up because it's so timely.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. El Tour du Tucson is the largest fundraiser for all of Rotary International, and all the money that we raise here goes for the eradication of polio throughout the world.
So you must have Rotarians all around the globe sponsoring the people who are riding.
And riding in it. They
yes.
come from everywhere to Tucson to ride in it. So it's exciting.
That is fun. Do you have any members in your own club who are riding this year by any chance?
We sure do, and it was fun to cheer them on and support them. And they all ride, you know, to raise money for polio. And so we were very, and one of the nice things is Bill and Melinda Gates are very closely tied as well to the eradication of polio and work hand in hand with the Rotary Clubs to eliminate that. And on an ongoing basis, they have matched the funds that we raise 1-to-1.
Oh,
so,
nice.
And this is on an ongoing basis, but starting on World Polio Day, which was October 24th, they actually tripled that. And now they are the money gets tripled because they are doubling their match. So for every dollar that is raised by a Rotarian for polio, they match it with $2.
Wow.
So 1,000 becomes 3,000 and so forth.
Yeah. Isn't that great? They're so generous. Being a Seattle transplant, I'm so familiar with their foundation. And World Health is their main focus.
Oh, definitely.
One of the two, for
yeah.
sure. So that's exciting to be so involved. Thank you. I think you do so many different things. You know, what's the most fulfilling part of the work you do in the community? There's so many different projects. I think it would be hard to choose. Same with the Elks. I mean, I just don't know. Even with us, we have so many programs. It's hard to pick one, but maybe you have something you're most passionate about.
Well, I think what our members tend to enjoy the most is the connections that we make through a lot of these philanthropic programs. And it's absolutely thrilling when we get to spend time with the kids that get the books that are the recipients of our books. It's absolutely so much fun to learn about the robotics programs that are going on in the schools that we fund. We have such joy in working with Little Hooves and Big Hearts. They do all kinds of therapy programs with miniature horses for children with disabilities. And we've been able to work with them and to experience them and to help them actually, you know, work their land and fix it up for the kids and so forth. And then we have a high school interact group, which is a part of Rotary, in which we teach service and leadership skills. And our interact club has been working very closely with the Oracle Learning Garden that is sponsored by Linda Lee, who was one of the original biospherians. In fact, she's Dr. Linda Lee, who actually chose all the plants and everything that went into Biosphere 2. And she's developing this fantastic learning garden, and some of our members and as well our Interact kids are working there trying to make that an interesting, fabulous, wonderful garden for the community.
Isn't that fun? And yeah, I know part of their vision is to grow the food, grow some food in that garden, and then we will someday get some of that food in our food bank.
That's right.
We've even been up there, and we did a project with zucchinis at one of their events. So we are also connected with that.
Yeah.
It's a small community that has a lot of people involved, and we're also fortunate to have all these wonderful organizations that pitch in. So thank you. Thank you for all you do. And Bob, what are some other things that the Elks are doing? How about right now around the Christmas holiday season?
Oh, it's fun. We have, let's put it this way. We have 35 children out of a school area that really need some support, and we're taking them to Walmart and spending $150 on each one of them for clothes, no toys, clothes. And then we come back, have a big pizza event, and they do get a toy there. They get to visit with Santa. Usually Santa comes in one of our fire engines here, so they get a chance to crawl in the cab and look around. So they get excited about that. One year they brought little plastic fire hats for them.
That's nice. Probably one of the best parts.
And then we get ready for the Easter, and we take 25 children and do the same thing. So it's amazing what the lodge does, and we have... Because we're in a retirement community, and a lot of our people miss their grandchildren, they're very generous to give money so that we can do this for the children. We've never done Easter before, and now we have enough to do that. So it's wonderful. Just I appreciate everything that our people do for us.
That's a pretty neat program. I know for those of you that are not as familiar with Impact, I would let you know that we also have a clothing bank. So we provide clothing. And Michelle, you can probably address that. You did briefly about the books, but I have to tell everyone, because I've been writing a lot of reports recently, which comes with the grant opportunities, but we, this last year, gave out 77,000 items of clothing free to our community, and we are partnering with the Elks on that. So maybe, veterans, you want to talk about that or anything about the clothing bank?
Sure. Excuse me. Like Barbara mentioned, we... Through our wonderful volunteers and our coordinator there, we distributed over 77,000 pieces of clothing to over 1,700 individuals over the year. And we also partner with the Elks Club, because what we do is, through the donations that we receive, we make sure that our floor has enough to cover our clients. But anything extra that we have lots of wonderful partnerships where we donate clothing also. So through the Elks Club, we donate on a monthly basis to the veterans organizations that you guys support. So we have a representative, Jan Trudeau, from your group that comes and she picks up, you know, I'm going to say, gosh, they're like 15, you know, anywhere between 5 and 15 bags of clothing, large bags of clothing for the veterans group.
She's a marvelous lady, isn't she?
She is. She is a powerhouse.
She
really is. She makes things happen. So does your group.
I had to make a presentation a while ago at our South District group down in Wilcox, and I almost said her name, but I did say we have a secret weapon, and I was referring to her.
That makes sense. Well, you know, I want to share with you today, we're coming live from our Thanksgiving dinner giveaway event, and clients are beginning to line up outside as we approach the 1 o'clock hour, which is when we will start. And we have a client who is interested in joining us at the table here and getting on a speaker and maybe sharing how Impact has helped her. And so maybe we can do that, and we'll be back in just a moment. So we're back and we're visiting with Penny, who is come to the Thanksgiving dinner giveaway today. And so, Penny, welcome, and thank you for joining us around the table.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I just can't thank you guys enough, just not only for today, but the monthly food help that I get, and with the cancer I've been going through, the moral support you guys have been, and extra help just trying to help me out with that, and... This place is truly blessed and really does bless a lot of people's lives.
Well, we so appreciate that. Thank you for sharing.
Yes. Can't thank you enough and love you guys.
Well, you know, and I have to say, a lot of times, many people ask us, you know, who our clients are. And we always tell people that our clients are your neighbors. And that a lot of times people come to us because of some medical event that's happened to them. And it's kind of knocked them off track because those medical events are so expensive and they get in the way of your budget and then they get in the way of life. And so you're not alone. I know a lot of our clients have come in the same circumstance. And it isn't, right. We're not just helping people who are low income, but we're helping people who have all kinds of issues. So we're glad you're here and I'm glad we've helped you out. Have you had an opportunity to utilize the clothing too? We were just talking about
how many. Yeah, I need to get down. I quit smoking and I gained some weight, so I need some bigger pants.
Congratulations. Well, that's a good excuse to get bigger pants.
I think the turkey's probably going to add on to that too.
I think so. I have to say, in our family, we do a kind of a potluck Thanksgiving, and I always bring an appetizer, and I found the best napkins 2 years ago, and it said they were just these little tiny cocktail napkins, and they said, get your fat pants ready because this is the season, isn't it? Well, you are gaining weight for a wonderful reason, so that's congratulations right. on your quitting smoking.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
that'll be.
I needed to.
Sure. And
so, yeah, it's going, but I can't thank you guys enough.
Well, we're here for
we're
you.
Happy to help.
We're mm-hmm. very appreciative of you too. We're glad you come in. And
I just can't wait for the day to pay you back.
Well, you just pay us back by coming in. That's love to right. see you. And really, I think Impact is like a big family. Is that fair to say?
Yes, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
So we're happy to see you every time you come in, and we appreciate you coming in and sharing some information with the people who are listening, because I think, like I say, they're always wondering, who are the clients that come to Impact?
Yeah, you guys are a blessing.
Well, thank you. And thanks for coming today, and you will enjoy your turkey dinner, I'm sure.
Okay.
So we will see you. You'll be coming through. We're going to be still taping as it comes through, I think. So.
And Penny, we always like to say that if we don't provide a service or a program that can help, we'll find one that will. Everybody leaves with something.
Right. And that's, she's been a big help with
I'm
other
glad.
Issues, too. So, yeah, very
Our
true.
Pleasure. Our pleasure.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Well, thank you for coming and stopping.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Impact with Barbara McClure, featuring Southern Arizona nonprofits within our community.
We're so fortunate,
She's
really.
A sweetheart.
We do have the greatest clientele, really. So many people. They're so thankful and they're so appreciative. And really, it's kudos to Michelle, I'll tell you. As our program director, she really, very truly, I think, Michelle, you help so many people because you do have all those resources and you have the most perfect personality for it because you're warm and loving, and I know all our clients feel well connected. So.
Thank you. And mainly we welcome them. And we, you know, it's our job, and it's not only our job, but we love to provide services with dignity and respect. It's all about how you treat people.
And the nice thing is you see results of your actions, which I think has got to make you feel even better, warmer, and willing to do more.
Absolutely. It's very, very heartwarming.
I know, that's
and
how
it's
I
very,
feel.
It's very humbling. Mm-hmm. It really is.
But you can tell we have a passion for what we do. That's. Yes. I think everyone at Impact really is passionate about what they're doing, and that's really what makes it a fun place to be.
Yes.
And to be around all those different people, the clients and the volunteers, as Michelle said, 170 shifts a week. So if anyone needs a place to volunteer, I'm sure that between Impact and the Rotary and the Elks, you can find the perfect project.
Something for everyone.
That's it.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about some of the other programs that Rotary does. Barbara, do you have any other things that you've done that stand out?
Well, basically, they're kind of divided into two categories. There's programs that we fund through fundraisers, and then there's other programs that we work in. And I think the greatest joy comes from the programs we work in. You know, like, we just love coming and bagging the food for the food bank. We have so many volunteers show up.
It's
we
fun.
Don't know how to move.
Yes,
we can hardly move around the room. And we enjoy that. And we love working with going into the schools and working with the kids and getting involved with the internet, interact group and so forth. We also do a lot of programs that we fund. We do scholarships for students both to go to college and for vocational pursuits.
Nice.
We also do programs within the schools, like an after, we fund an after-school study program to help students who need, you know, to foster skills in certain areas. We do a sewing program for teenagers, character education through First Tee of Tucson. We do a robotics program in the schools that we fund, and little things, things that happen with Little Hooves and Big Hearts. That's another group that, that we fund on an ongoing basis usually. And we just, it's a joy to connect with these groups, to see the results of their work, and absolutely, to participate in the lives of so many.
Sure.
So, yeah.
That's amazing work.
We thank you for all you do in the community. You and the Elks, I think, Bob, your group. I know you have a lot of different programs. When I first moved to Tucson, I found out about the Elks, and I was amazed at how many different projects there were, which I thought was an interesting component for an organization. I mean, we have so many different projects, but ours are community service oriented. But for a social club to have so many different things to choose from, and isn't your membership well over the hundreds?
Well, ours is over 530, but
sure,
we have some lodges in the state that are over 3,000.
Can you imagine?
Amazing.
I'm sorry, this is the Oro Valley Catalina Elks, and I think that people are surprised that they have over 500 members.
You know, when we were formed, we had to have 200 members, so we have a lot of husbands and wives that are both members. But they just made it, and they gave us that, and then we've been growing ever since. We're very fortunate to be between two of the largest retirement communities, and we get a lot of help from them, and they enjoy it. Our average age is 70 and a half. One of the things we used to do that we can't do anymore, and I refuse to do it, is we used to have a rummage sale. But moved down here from Minnesota, I had a trailer, and I hauled stuff all over here, beds, TV, big TVs. And it got to the point where after three back operations, I'm not doing it anymore.
Understandable.
We had guys say, hey, I'll give you $50 just so I don't have to do it.
Right.
But we made good money on it. And the last one we did, I think we made $4,000.
Wow. Why, that's great.
But you know what? The Elks are something else. All the years that I worked and I was around, I knew the name, but I didn't know what they did. I mean, it just wasn't something that I clung on to. I didn't have any friends that were part of that. Once I got down here, I mean, we're the oldest fraternal organization in the United States, 151 years old. We're the second largest grantor of scholarships in the United States, right behind the federal government. I mean, it's amazing what this organization as a whole does. It's phenomenal. I mean, we have lost members, unfortunately, only because I think of what would I say? We have, I think we had 2 million people at one time. But through the fact that we are, I think more and more families are doing so many things at night and they're busy. And I mean, I remember watching my son and daughter-in-law take one child one place and the other child someplace else for different activities. So we're having that issue of bringing people in. But I think part of our issue is we have to be more communicative and tell people what's going on. We have that banner that we're going to be getting and talking about, that $1.7 million that we've given to the community. We're going to make sure of that. I'm going to be doing something about the veterans on a monthly basis for the public to see outside of our lodge. So it's been an experience that I'm amazed that I didn't know, and I'm sorry I didn't know it sooner.
And I'd like to add and say a thank you. When the Catalina Mountain Elks Club puts together a package for our food bank, they donate over 550 items, because that's the number of households that we serve. So they'll sometimes put together a breakfast kit or a lunch kit. The breakfast kit would include things like pancake mix, a meat, syrup, several different things that would put together a breakfast kit for clients. But they actually package all of that when they bring it to us. So it saves us a lot of work and assembling and things like that. So things come already prepared, which is so helpful to us, so we're able to distribute right away.
Funny you should mention that, because the last time we did that, well, I've been on most of them, but the last time we all figured out, it was about 5,000 pounds of food that had to be moved from fries to pickup trucks, then from pickup trucks to the lodge, then from the lodge to the pickup trucks, then from the pickup trucks back to Impact.
Oh,
and we're all going, why are we so tired?
You guys come with an army of people and several trucks for delivery when you do things like that, and we appreciate it so much.
That is fun. Well, I know, Bob, I know you've recently done a membership satisfaction survey. So what did you find was the answer to the question that said, what draws people to the Elks?
That was interesting. I did one in 2015, and then this one I think I did a little better job. We we put it with our bugle. That it's a monthly communication that goes out. I received 16% of our 530 responses, so that's 16 is really good. And we asked them why, and the two things that came out, which I thought it would be, but I wasn't sure what the numbers would be, first is fellowship, and second is charity. We have so many people that come in with friends to be friends. Also, one of the things I like to tell people is we bring people together. You know, when I came in here, I didn't know anybody in Saddlebrook. I had no friends, no nothing. And when I joined that, I instantly had a number of people that I could call upon. I could, you know, have fun with. Right now, every Sunday, we sit down and watch all of our football down there.
Nice. I know. I got to watch football last night. Seahawks had a good game yesterday.
Yeah.
But I heard that the lodge, when the members were in this morning packing bags, I heard some Packers fans that weren't so happy this morning.
I'm a Vikings fan, so I'm okay with that.
Oh, we're Monday. We're Monday. Vikings, Seahawks. So,
well, that's right.
Maybe we should watch it together. We should go down to the lodge to watch. So that's it's a neat organization, and I think it's nice because so many organizations like the Rotaries, they don't have a home base per se. I mean, they operate. In the Saddlebrook, it's a little different maybe because you have a community center where you can have meetings regularly. But for so many of these nonprofits, you don't have a home base.
That's
right. So it's hard to get together. But the Elks do have a lodge. And you can drop in the lodge, and they're having dinners on Wednesdays and all kinds of social events, you know, to this point about fellowship. And so there are lots of opportunities to connect, although I know different groups like Rotary do socials as well.
That's right. We have ongoing social activities too, but just not a place to go to. We go from member's house to member's house.
Right, sure. And I know I'm in the Oro Valley Rotary Club, and we just had a road rally to bring community members together. So that was kind of a fun social event.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah,
I bet.
So we were driving all over Tucson and Marana trying to follow some crazy clues, and then ending up at the correct spot at the end of the day and celebrating together. So it really was kind of a fun thing.
And no one got lost, huh?
I won't say no one got lost. There was a team who came in way behind, and I have to say my husband didn't come in as soon as he expected to. So I think the clues were tricky,
but
it was fun. And because of that, that's everybody getting together at the end and laughing and sharing fellowship was really a fun thing to do. But I think it is one of the unique things about the Elks, that they tend to have these lodges, and they do have centers, so it's a different thing.
It's a good thing and it's a bad thing because you know, like being a homeowner, now all of a sudden you have all of the stuff to take care of, and when it breaks, you have to pay for it. And I mean, it's expensive, but we're one of the few lodges that has a mortgage. I wish we could find a benefactor that would come in and pay off our mortgage.
maybe one of our listeners today.
we need to expand because of we're picking up so many new people. We need to expand, and that's expensive. So we're trying to figure out how to do that, and we have a lot of preparatory work that we have to do that's expensive. So and that we have to raise that money and do that. So,
sure.
But charity is first, and then that comes second.
Yep, there you go. Well, and as it is with Impact as well. Yeah. So I'm looking out across the room. We're actually set up here on the radio in the back of the room where all the turkey dinners will be given out. So there are lots of Rotarians, some wearing turkey hats, lots of felt turkey
We're
hats.
We're going to have fun.
Definitely. It is a
I've
fun
never
activity.
Seen a hat like that.
I know, and I see Arthur out there. He's one of our volunteers in the food bank, and he actually has a turkey on his head. It looks like a roasted turkey. So
that's right.
You can tell it's all a group of people who are having a good time and enjoying each other's company.
Passionate group, absolutely.
That's it. So for both your organizations, what maybe you can tell us, Bob, what a person needs to do to join the Elks or where they could go to learn more about the Elks?
Well, they can call me. Mm-hmm. They can stop in at the lodge. We're open every day from 1 to 7, except on Fridays, and it's 1 to 9. We have people that can give you an application. We have I brought some brochures that I could give you that they can pick up and read. You can talk to most anybody. You just have to ring the bell, and they'll open the door because it is a private lodge. We have to sign everybody in that is not a member. For us to keep our liquor license, we have to make sure that we keep that separate from people that are members. And members all have to bring their card along in order to be in the lodge. So, but believe in God and be an American citizen. Those are the two things that we ask you to be. And if you want to join us, we're very welcome to have you. $25 for an application. And then whatever time of year you join, we prorate the membership costs so that you don't have to pay the same rate if it's just you're only going to be in for 6 months or if you're going to be in for a whole year. And it's $85 a year for that. And believe me, you get a lot more than $85 out if you join it and you participate.
I bet that's right. Very true.
It's a good investment.
Is there a website? Do you know the website for your organization?
Oh, I'm embarrassed. Yes, there is. Please tell me you have it. I think it's,
I think, you know, it will be posted on the website for the radio show, certainly, so people can find it there.
I believe it's Catalina Mountain Elks 2815.
It is hard when you have a long name. You know, we used to, our company used to be called Catalina Community Services, and it was forever.
It might be Elks 2815, too. I'm sorry.
That's all right. It'll be on the website, and people will be able to find you there. How about you, Barbara? What about people who are interested in learning more about Rotary and getting involved with your group?
Well, we unfortunately only meet once a week, but boy, when we meet, we have a good time. And we meet each Thursday for lunch over at Saddlebrook One Clubhouse. But like I said, we're open to people in Oracle, Catalina, Oro Valley, and the surrounding communities. We also have a website, and people can find out more about us there. And that is SaddlebrookRotary.com and .org. We've got both of those domain names. So if you forget if we're a .com or a .org, it doesn't matter. You can reach us both ways. And so that's SaddlebrookRotary.com or .org. And so there's information there that will tell you more about us. We love to have people come and visit. In fact, we have fabulous speakers every week. And because we have such fabulous speakers, we do make announcements in the local papers and on Nextdoor and, you know, other community resources, because we welcome people to just come and learn with us. You know, like we'll have somebody coming in January to talk about the new tax laws. And we have Linda Lee who came and told us all about the secrets behind Biosphere 2, and, you know, just wonderful, wonderful speakers on an ongoing basis. And whether you're a member or not, you're welcome to come. We just love to have visitors. And but if you're interested in joining, we, like every other Rotary Club, have different prices depending upon our communities and so forth. Some Rotary Clubs meet for breakfast, some for lunch, some for dinner, some just meet on the internet or at a bar. You know, sure. It just depends upon the Rotary Club. Ours is a noon club. And but we have a special rate for husbands and wives, and have a lot of couples that are joint members of the group, just like you do. I was interested in hearing about your survey that you had done with people. That's another thing we have in common there. We have so many commonalities. We survey our members annually. And the Rotary International surveys members annually, and one of the things that they found out is the number one reason why people join Rotary is for service, and the number two reason is friendship and fellowship, and but when it comes to why they stay in Rotary, the number one reason is friends, and the number two reason is service.
Oh yeah, so, flips, huh?
Which exactly. Is kind of interesting. Yeah. Yeah,
sure. So, well, I think once you find a place that you can do community service in, and then you meet all those people, then now your friends become part of your life and part of your family.
That's right. For you gather in friendship to make a difference around the world.
That's definitely. Right.
I failed to give you the numbers, and when you said a survey, I was amazed. On a 5-point scale, 1 being low, 5 being high, our overall was 4.65.
That's
I have
fantastic.
Done this a number of years, and that's unbelievable. Our people are really happy with what they have and what we're doing. The lowest number we had was like 3.95, and that was they didn't like the looks of the lodge on the outside. And we know that.
And we're working on that, eh? Well, I have to share with you, too, we do a community survey, of course, at Impact.
Right.
And it's really fun because some of the questions we ask are related to the programming, and really our goal at Impact is to stabilize families and support seniors and to move people along a personalized pathway out of poverty. So we ask people if our programs are doing that, and on those same ratings, our approval rating is usually in the high 80s and into the low 90s we have thousands of clients, wow. And so really to have them be so thankful for what we do and appreciative and
yes.
Really to validate that what we're doing is truly helping them is really a big thing, so it's nice.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
How large of an expanse of area do you cover? When I first came here, I thought Impact was part of a larger organization in the state, but it sounds like you have a large area, but you're centrally located here in Catalina.
We are, but I know Michelle's equipped to answer that one for sure.
So there's different service areas for different programs. In our food bank, we can service anyone who lives in Southern Arizona and parts of Pinal County because Impact of Southern Arizona's food bank is a partner agency of the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona.
Oh, okay.
And we're also a partner agency of the United Food Bank in Pinal County. So our service area is anywhere in Southern Arizona, but also we service parts of Pinal County, so the Copper Corridor. We service Oracle, San Manuel, and Mammoth. Our clothing bank has a different service area, so we are north of River Road, through to the foothills, through Marana, up through Oro Valley, Catalina, and then also parts of Pinal County, the Copper Corridor, San Manuel, Oracle, and Mammoth. Our meal delivery to homebound seniors is, per the health department, we have to be able to deliver meals within a 45-minute window. So right now, our service, we've got 7 meal delivery routes, and we're servicing over 78 clients on home delivery that are homebound seniors. That service area goes north of Tangerine Road, through Oro Valley, parts of Oro Valley, all through Catalina, and then through Saddlebrook.
Wow.
Michelle, yeah. You have such a memory.
Oh, my gosh. There's more.
It sounds complicated, but, when you're in the middle of it, it's not quite so crazy.
Oh.
But I think, and I think it's fair to say that we also serve people outside any of those little areas, depending on which program you're looking for, if people come through an agency referral.
Right.
So people are constantly calling Michelle from other agencies whose clients might live in South Tucson or around the corner toward Vail, and they say, can we come up and get clothing? Or right. I've got someone who needs this kind of help. And so we always welcome those people as well. And I suspect that someday, we're doing strategic planning now, that we may be serving all of Tucson in general because we do so many people. I think the shocker was that last year, maybe the year before, we found out that people came to the Catalina Food Bank, and like you're saying, Bob, we're so far north, we're not really central in the big Tucson picture, but from 52 different Pima zip codes.
Wow.
I know, that shocked me.
Isn't that amazing?
Honestly, I wondered how many Pima zip codes there were. There's 70.
We were shocked. We said, wow.
So, but it is because we're committed to doing nutritional food, and we give a very generous distribution, and people have said it's because of the way we treat people. There's no judgment. It's just very friendly there.
I think that's what makes our lodge, your organization, and your organization successful is the passion that people have.
Exactly.
We have passion.
Absolutely.
And charity is a big passion for us. I mean, I happen to have the veterans as well, but charity as a whole. I mean, every 6 months we give about $250,000 to the Steele Children's Research Center down at the hospital. I mean, every state has a major projects that they support throughout the United States. And so it's either something like that or I don't know what else they do, but we have up in the White Mountains, we have a children's area up there that they can go for free for like a week, no charge. You bring your stuff up there, but there's no charge for any of the facilities. So it's amazing. But that's the passion that people have. I mean, I have people that not I have, but we have people that go up to the mountain like I did 2 years ago and last year, and you work for 3 days or you stay there for the week and you sleep on a cot and you don't have any heat.
Wow.
And I was burning leaves for 2 days. I walked in the room and my wife said, "What in the world?" But it's, and it's the same people all the time. They just donate their time and their effort.
It's an inner drive. It really is. It's what I tell my family. It's an inner drive. You can't stop it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, that's, I think that passion is just part of who we are. And I think people who are passionate about that tend to gravitate toward organizations like all of ours.
Exactly. So, exactly.
Well, I know we're getting close to the turkey giveaway, so I think I might, we might kind of wrap it up here and get started in getting back to the distribution points and getting ready to pass out all these Thanksgiving dinners. And I again want to thank both the Elks and the Oro Valley or the Saddlebrook Rotary Club for all the work you've done to this, for this day, and for your participation in something that's going to mean so much to so many people.
It's our joy.
It is. Thank you for having me.
Yes, you're very welcome. Thank you. And I know
and
our...
thank you for having me, too.
Oh, you're welcome, Barbara and Michelle. Thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
I know everyone who is listening to the show will be able to get your contact information off of the show's website, so we'll be sure they have web addresses and telephone numbers and ways they can reach you and ask more questions and get more involved.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And are you doing something fun with families? I think we should take a minute to run around the table and find out what you're doing.
I have no family here other than, well, my Elks friends, but other than that, my whole family is back up in Minnesota. So,
that sounds so cold at the moment. But
yeah, well, my sister really is waiting to get 5 weeks, and she'll be here.
Oh, that's good. That'll be fun. How about you, Barb?
Well, our family lives in Texas, California, and Wisconsin, but we are going to be having Thanksgiving with our neighborhood family. Mm. And we have wonderful, wonderful neighbors, and they are actually original Tucsonians, which you don't find many original Tucsonians that live in this area. But they invite us and their family, and so we get to join in with their family every year, and it's been a tradition. So
that's a neat thing. How about you, Michelle? What are you doing for the holiday?
Well, my two sons will be in town from Texas, so I'll be excited to see them and cook all their favorite things.
All right.
That is nice. And my family is gathering after this event. Tomorrow we drive up to see my father, and family members are all gathering together there for Thanksgiving up in the Prescott area, Dewey Humboldt. So that'll be a fun change.
And we're all going to,
isn't that nice? Yeah. And we're all going to put our feet up after today's activity. So again, thank you all for being here, and thank you to our listeners for joining us and finding out more about the Southern Arizona nonprofits, the superheroes that are changing the world and improving our community. Thank you for being here. Hello, this is Barbara McClure, and we're coming live from the Impact of Southern Arizona's Thanksgiving Turkey Dinner Kit Giveaway, where you can hear the noise in the background, lots of carts shuttling turkeys and 5-pound bags of potatoes and bags of groceries out to cars and home for the holiday. And we are here at the Golden Ranch Fire District, so we have with us Anne Marie Braswell, representing the fire district, and one of our clients, Ryan, who is here to talk about how Impact has really helped his family while his family's going through the line to get some food. So how about, Ryan, if I start with you, because I know your family's probably ready to move on after this.
Busy.
I know, it's that time of year, isn't it? And I know that we've helped you in a lot of different ways, so maybe you'd like to share with our listeners some of the things that have impacted your life.
Well, Impact has helped me through the diaper program. They've offered clothing bank. I've been blessed enough that I've been able to pass on that and allow you guys to help other people. The food bank has been miraculous with a newborn baby. So the formula and the food. Lots of diapers and formula.
So how old is that baby these days?
A year and a half.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that amazing? It goes so fast. Golly. And I know you've been working with this MIMS program. We have a new program called MIMS, which stands for Mighty Impact Meals.
Yes, ma'am.
And we are helping the families that rely on the free lunch program during the school year. Because, of course, when school's out all summer and at the Christmas holiday and in the fall break and the spring break, that we are pitching in to make sure everybody has enough food. So What do you think about that program?
I think it is great. I can't even tell you. Around the holidays, the pinch on the wallet, so the extra food, and it's all based towards the kids, which is great, too. So, you know, my son loves it every time because there's always a little pastry or something he's excited about. So, yeah. I mean, it's a great program. Make sure the kids get their milk. You guys give more dairy during that program and stuff. So it's really been helpful. Very, very helpful.
Good. And I can tell you, last year we gave away crock pots.
Yes.
And so some fun meats.
Stewed meat, the whole instruction book and everything.
Very cool. Well, I'm glad to hear it worked so well for you.
Yes.
And Anne Marie, how about your? What do you think of this crazy busy day going on here at your fire district office?
We welcome it. We're used to responding to people's worst day of their lives. So on an occasion like this where we get all of these wonderful families who are sometimes also in our jurisdiction, these are district residents coming in, picking up the supplies to make their Thanksgiving meal. This is just the perfect way to start off the Thanksgiving week and head into the holiday because it's all about getting community members together, making sure we're taking care of residents, community members, and their families. And so it's a perfect partnership. Impact continues to be that perfect community partner for us because of the selfless way that they're always giving back and thinking of those extra ways that they can make a difference in people's lives, like you mentioned, the lunch meals for kids. So this is just one of those traditions. It's become a tradition that, you know, you are able to organize the logistics of getting these families in here, and if we're not running calls, we'll get some firefighters over here to help load groceries. So it's a wonderful way to kick off the week.
Well, I'll tell you, the firefighters were here earlier, and so they are running the carts out and helping people carry out their turkeys, and then we're also giving away 10 Christmas trees today.
That's
so
awesome.
Isn't it? So we put everybody's turkey ticket number into a drawing and pulled it out and found 10 winners. And so we're also taking Christmas trees to cars. So that's really extra.
Do they know they won a tree?
They on the board just inside the door are the tree winners.
So it's a surprise as soon as they come to the door?
Yes. Is that too
fun?
Yeah.
It's like a holiday lottery.
Yes.
It is, exactly.
Perfect.
And then I know the firefighters have been helping people out to their cars for groceries. Mm-hmm. And I know they did get on a call and had an emergency call, but they've come back. Mm-hmm. And so it's been wonderful, especially for the seniors and some of the disabled members of the community. They've really appreciated the extra help.
It's great, too, for us to have an opportunity to engage with some of the little ones. We've got some kids that are on the campus this afternoon, and it's so nice to be able to interact with them in a non-emergency, really friendly and casual setting so that these kids get to know their first responders. They get a little bit more comfortable. So, again, it's just a win-win. I feel like we're very blessed to be a part of the project.
Well, we're happy everybody's here today. Thank you, and thank you for hosting us. I think we've been doing this turkey giveaway, well, as long as I've been at Impact, which is 12 years. So we have been here at the fire department for many, many years. And in fact, Impact is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year.
Congratulations.
And thank you. And when we started, we were in a small slump block house, and we had a few partners in that house, and Golden Ranch Fire District was one of them.
That's right.
And they used to come in and pitch in the food distribution out of the food bank. It was just when we started our food bank.
Right.
And they did the produce, so we have been a partnership for a very long time.
Yeah. I think the missions of both organizations, ours and, of course, Impact's, align very well. It's that community-first attitude and making sure that we're putting service before self. So it's been fun.
Well, we imagine we will be partnering for another 20 years, I'm sure.
I can't wait.
Neither of us is going anywhere, so
These
organizations will be around for years to come.
Well, we thank you.
Yeah, and Ryan, I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. So you were telling me you have some family members coming in from out of town, so it sounds like you have a great holiday planned.
Yes, ma'am. Starts tomorrow. Can't wait.
Sounds good. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you both being here today. Thank you for your time, and thank you again for being part of all that we do.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you.
Have a happy holiday.
Impact, showcasing our Southern Arizona nonprofit superheroes that impact our community.